This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Last year, Seth, I would say all the rage was trading pass rushers, trading edge rushers. Who got traded? D Ford got traded for a second-round pick. Frank Clark
D
got
Ford,
traded.
It was interesting. I'm going to give the Chiefs credit. The Chiefs traded away D Ford, which I thought, look, you guys have, you know, you don't have a great pass rush to begin with. You're trading away one of your best. But then they traded for Frank Clark, and the simple reasoning was that he fits the scheme better with the new defense, with Steve Spagnuolo, the new defensive coordinator. And usually my knee-jerk reaction to that is like, you guys are trying too hard.
You're just overthinking.
Conform your scheme to the players, not vice versa. It's worked out. It's worked out well. And I think Frank Clark had a slow start, but like a lot of other people on the Chiefs, he kind of found his groove, and their defense is much improved. So it was, these are two teams. Now, D Ford is with the 49ers. Those are trades that worked out for everybody involved, right? It was probably best for D Ford to go to, he fits that scheme in San Francisco better mm-hmm. than he would have fit in Kansas City. Kansas City gets a guy that fits their scheme better, and lo and behold, here we are in the Super Bowl.
Well, and Kansas City gets Frank Clark from Seattle. So if you're Seattle at that time, you're like, okay, well, we're weakening ourselves here. Lo and behold, here comes William O'Brien with a fresh, shiny clowny to trade to you for a third round pick and a couple of reserves.
Fresh and shiny clowny.
Fresh and shiny. Look at this clowny. A refurbished clowny.
A refurbished clowny. That might be it. You know when you buy something refurbished and they're like, hey, it's just new. It's remanufactured or
right.
whatever.
Right.
However they say it.
Right. It's clowny with a new car air freshener dangling from his ear.
I was wondering, is that as good as new? Sure, basically, and then Clowney ended up.
Do you think they were calling up William O'Brien midway through the season, like, "Hey, this Clowney has a core muscle injury"?
And then Clowney,
you sold me
up
a lemon.
Well,
and actually, he was pretty good. Not a total lemon.
He had a good year. He didn't have sacks, as many of you will point out, but he was a very impactful player for them. He actually, some people are considering him a top five free agent this offseason. It's going to be interesting to see what kind of money he gets.
I think he's the most fascinating free agent in this class,
right?
Barring the quarterbacks, the quarterbacks are intriguing because of the impact that they have. But the non-quarterback, because there are a lot of quarterbacks out there too. Rivers is going to be out there now. Yeah. Who knows if Brady's going to be out there? A few others that may be out there. The Clowney one, I think the Clowney one probably has the most intrigue here locally too. None of us care about the quarterbacks. We've got a quarterback here for the next 10 years.
I think intriguing locally entering the off season is okay. How do you bolster the pass rush when you don't have a lot of draft picks? And I think one of the guys' name that comes up, for a few reasons here, it would be Matthew Judon from the Ravens. He's reportedly on the trading block. Okay, but what are you gonna trade? You can't, Sean. They can't trade away there.
They
can't
have a trade second round pick.
They can't
Seth.
Trade away the second round pick. They can't.
Okay. God, give me from your lips to God's ears.
Give me something to look forward to, Sean. I feel like day two of the draft is going to be my glory day.
What if they traded a second round pick for Matthew Judon, but they did it on draft day?
Okay.
Then it feels. Then it's at least it's around the draft.
Can I have him like already there so you can do a press conference?
You don't want it. I can't work magic. You don't want it to happen like in March, because then literally the first two days of the draft don't matter.
It already.
To Houston.
I mean, it's already like that when you don't have a first round pick.
I'm amped for this second round pick, bro. I am amped for this second round pick.
The thing about Judon, and this is where I'm torn. Judon, if you look at some of these charts that they put out, they have all these cool charts now where they show, okay, how often are people double teamed and whatnot. And
picturing you in like a classroom with like these scientist glasses on,
all these, reading the charts.
All these charts, a laser,
old timey one. Yeah, except I've got like IBM cards, like punch cards. I'm
dot
feeding
matrix
into a machine.
Yeah.
I've got a team of interns,
exactly,
feeding them into machines.
Funny visual to me. Continue.
But Judon's gotten a lot of pressure on the passer, but he also plays in a scheme where he gets singled up a lot. So when you look at some of these charts where it shows that Clowney is getting double teamed, and usually when they talk about double team, they're including when you get chipped by a back mm-hmm. or a tight end helps out. It's not like, you know, two offensive linemen double teaming you. But he gets singled up a lot. And when he is singled up, he does a really good job versus offensive tackles. The thing about pass rushing in the NFL, and this is why it's always tempting to say, hey, Jacob Martin had three sacks. He's going to be the best pass rusher ever lived.
Yeah.
Well, no, you have to look at what situations he is. And I'm excited about him. I'm excited about Jacob Martin. Yeah. But he has some developing to do. He has the potential. But what happens is when you're not the guy, you get singled up a lot. Teams aren't sliding protection towards you. You know, in the case of Martin, he was in on extreme passing downs. So you could say, well, he has so many pressures on only so many snaps. Yeah, but he's in on 2nd and 10, 3rd and 10. All he's doing is rushing the passer. The quarterback's going to hold on to the ball longer. So you're seeing the very best opportunities for him. If you're going to pay or trade for a pass rusher, I want a guy that's still going to get pressure on the passer when he's getting double teamed, when he's getting chip blocked, when they're sliding the protection towards him. And I don't think that Judon has necessarily showed that he's capable of being that guy. I think what you got with Judon is exactly what the Texans should hope to do, is get him with a 5th-round pick. Yeah. That's what Judon is, a 5th-round pick for the Ravens, and I think he's the best you can extract out of guys like that a lot of times.
Yeah.
He's not necessarily going to be, look, he's not the James Harrison awesome late-round pick or rookie free agent, right, but he's a very productive and viable one.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, Jacob Martin might be your Matthew Judon.
Yeah. You want me to give you something that may scare you into thinking the Texans could trade for Matthew Judon? Guess who had a really good game against the Texans in week 11?
Oh, that thank
Matthew
he's
Judon.
As good as here.
We call this the Lamar Miller syndrome.
I'm going to try to get his number for the Loken Group ASAP so he can come in and get a good,
Seven tackles, all solo. 2 sacks, 4 TFLs, and 4 QB hits.
That's right. Yeah,
that's a J.J. Watt
game. He had a hell of a game.
He was amazing that day.
I'll go back. Okay, that's my project for this afternoon. That's the thing to keep me from drinking this afternoon. Yesterday, I had Tab Ramos to keep me from drinking. Today, it's going to be going back and watching. I'm going to go watch Judon specifically versus the Texans, because that's exactly the thought.
You're going to go back and watch the Texans 41-7 loss to the Ravens and not end up drinking?
Not just I'm going to get some of these edibles I've heard about.
There you go.
But they're all the rage these days.
They are.
So, yeah, because it's not just that game. He's had other good games versus the Texans.
A Pro Bowler.
He shows up. No. He's had a bunch of good games, yeah. But Judon, he seems to be one of these players that kind of flares versus the Texans. Well, it makes sense, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Look, when you're going against the offensive tackles the Texans have had the last few years, it kind of works out that way sometimes.
Text message, a certified pre-owned clowny. It's a clown. You imagine?
They went through a 39-point inspection.
Seattle. They run into Bill O'Brien at the owners' meetings or the GM meetings, and they're waving the Carfax in his face for Clowney. Look at this.
You got Clowney. You didn't buy Clowney, but somebody gave you the password.
That's right.
I got the whatever software version it
was. That's right. Text message, wouldn't it be amazing if O'Brien went after Clowney in free agency? What kind of phone call would that be?
O'Brien trades away
JD.
5 future first rounders for Clowney.
This is better. Judon offer from O'Brien, Martin, Mingo, and a 3rd-round pick. Irony.
Yes. Well, yeah, there you go. And right. No, but also remember, the Texans paid the Seahawks. That was the part. I don't think we bring that up enough.
Well, and just to be clear about Judon, he's going to be a free agent. The trade would be if they did, like with Clowney,
franchised him. Right, if the Ravens tagged him and did that. So, but that's the part that still makes me a little bit nervous about both the Dolphins trade and the Seahawks trade. It's that last little thing about yourself when you go and you talk to a car dealership. It's some scurrilous place that's not Bayway. Right. The old school car dealership.
Point, yeah.
Some old school car dealership. Back when they used to really turn the screws on you.
Yeah.
Where you might be ready to sign the deal and they're like, oh, but by the way, we've got this extra charge.
Right.
And you say, like, oh, I've been here for 6 hours. Like, what am I going to do? Well, look, sorry, nothing we can do about it. And what do? You sign it.
Yeah.
The fact that the Texans had to pay a huge chunk of Clowney's salary to make the deal go through, it felt like that. It felt like O'Brien was sitting in the dealership and Carol and Schneider. Wait, what's the GM's name?
Schneider.
Schneider. Carroll and Schneider were just kind of like, oh, wait. By the way, you're going to have to pay half his salary.
Yeah.
And Ryan's like, I've already leaked stuff publicly.
Yeah, Seth, that is an element of where I feel like Bill O'Brien's impulsive, impatient nature.
Just get it done.
Could come back to bite you as a general manager, for sure. All right.
But it also feels like, again, that's complete speculation on my part, because O'Brien also kind of feels like the guy that if Carroll and Schneider tried to pull that, I feel like O'Brien might jump on a plane and go to Seattle so he could try to choke Carroll out himself.
You suck too!
Yeah. Where's the phone? Let me slam a phone. You suck too!
Bleep you! Blaper! You suck too! All right.
Jacob Martin's going to kick your ass. I'll tell you what. I'm getting on a plane. I'm bringing Jacob Martin, and I'm bringing hell with me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.